Revelation from God.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. You'll turn to that station.
The world is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. When I got to the house and I called you out, I could tell she had been crying. It's that same song.
I should have some water. I don't have any water. Good evening and welcome back to Eclectic City. I'm your host, Gabriel Soki, bringing you another, I'm going to guess, 90 minutes of music you've probably never heard. Joining us for Eclectic City number 34 is Jenny Pace again.
Hi.
Jenny Pace, your new title is Grand Poobah something. I don't remember what it is.
Grand Poobah of Lousy Videos.
There we go. Yeah, what was it, Lousy? You were in a show last night.
Yeah, Brandi Carlile and a room full of angry women who didn't like that I was standing in front of them.
Whatever
so
do you mean?
The video that I got was useless.
Oh, okay. All right. There were a lot of these angry women there?
I was blocking their view of the pretty little thing on the stage,
and
they were not happy.
Brandi Carlile, who we featured in an early Eclectic City, was it the first one that year?
Yeah, a long time
I think Eclectic City number one featured her song as the very last song in the show, the what would have been the song of the week, which it's a great song.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's a beautiful song. It's a fantastic song. That's why I chose it to be the last one of that show. Also, I think you were talking to Ian just a while ago, right?
Yeah, God love him. Ian Ludovich, who's also been on the show, is been to L.A. looking at signing contracts with Sony. A couple more record companies are interested in his
So remember, I mentioned Ian on one of the other shows, but I think at the New York show or the one before that or after that. No, it was the New York show. He's on to big things, so remember that name, Ian Ludovich. Remember that name and then screw it up.
You're in here first.
Sorry for the delay last week. I was really sick, and I think
had to take the week off to not strain those dulcet radio tones.
I didn't really get my voice back until about 2 days ago. The theme of the show is Occupy My Podcast. And people have kind of guessed as to why that was the theme. But it really came down to the fact that, you know, I gather the songs sometimes according to what people are posting in Facebook. I kind of try to gauge what's going on or just pull, you know, whatever's happening, whatever people are posting, I listen to. I just sample everything that's going on. It's hard not to, in fact.
Yeah.
And they all kind of, there's a lot of songs that are reflecting that angst, you know, that Occupy Wall Street has decided to illustrate, to verbalize.
Yeah.
And you put that together with sound bites from, like, the Republican debates and some of the really amazing statements that are coming out of some of these guys' mouths. And
GOP debates ad nauseum is just perfect.
Too many. I don't know how many, but there have been too many. And then the Occupy Wall Street, you know, the news bites are coming out about Occupy Wall Street. It's just easy doing what I normally do to kind of see that this is becoming a pattern. This is becoming a recurrent theme. Now, a lot of people compare the Occupy Wall Street movement to the 60s. And I think that's primarily because maybe it's what they can most easily remember because it's fairly recent. And also because of what seems to be, I don't really like the comparison because of this particular connection people are making, But
there's such a wide spectrum of, I mean, this touches everybody. It's a, you know, the financial thing touches everybody. I don't remember 84-year-old women being super sprayed in the 60s.
Right, right. I mean, they're making the connection between the 60s revolutions and protests and Occupy Wall Street because of the age thing, because there's mostly comprised of young people. I don't remember 84-year-old women getting maced in the 60s, you know, side by side with the hippies. You know, that just wasn't happening. I think this is a lot more comparable to early protests that were as a result of financial misdealings in the U.S. I think a large part of the populist movement pretty much got started as a result, didn't it? I mean,
yeah, in the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm. And there were huge protests then, and then there were huge protests again during the Depression.
Yeah.
And in both instances, there were huge reforms in banking laws and business laws as a result. I'm pretty sure of that. I think, like the U.S., and really this is a global movement, I think that this movement's got legs, and it's going to become a regular part of Eclectic City's kind of lineup, you know, because it's a reflection of what's going on. And it's consistent with themes we've talked about before, you know, the importance of activism, pulling together, and the importance of diversity. You know, we've touched on those themes a lot. And maybe promoting this movement would be part of our special purpose at Eclectic City. Who knows?
I've got one! I've got a special purpose!
You do?
Yeah, it's a fantastic! It's great! It's unbelievable! And I was afraid to tell you about it! Your mother's gonna love me!
You're a hot mess. You act like you've got nothing to lose. But I've already lost my temper.
We'll be right back.
somebody. I need someone.
Robertson said if more states legalize gay marriage, God will destroy America. Yeah, and then God will rebuild America into the greatest dance club the world has ever known.
Look inside your tiny mind, then look a bit harder. 'Cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
Started set one with the Canadian electro-funk group Chromeo and their song called Hot Mess. That's from last year's album called Business Casual. Following that, we had Nicholas Jarre with Stay in Love. That was from November of last year. That's from the Six Edits LP from Wolf and Lamb Recordings. And then finally, we had Lily Allen with Dear Republicans, Fuck You from October of this year. You can find that on YouTube. Always wanted a legitimate reason to say something like that on the air.
Cold, son. You better hear. You better go inside. Boy, yeah. Boy.
Those stories about Africa. About you. They're true, aren't they?
Doesn't matter.
It does, too. Around my mom, all I hear is lies. I don't know what to believe in.
Damn, if you want to believe in something, then believe in it.
Just because something isn't true, that's no reason you can't believe in it. There's a long speech I give to young men. Sounds like you need to hear a piece of it. It's the peace. Sometimes the things that may or may not be true are the things that a man needs to believe in the most. That people are basically good. That honor, courage, and virtue mean everything. That power and money and power mean nothing. That good always triumphs over evil. And I want you to remember this, that love true love never dies. Remember that, boy. Remember that. Doesn't matter if it's true or not, you see. Man should believe in those things because those are the things worth believing in. Yeah. Got that?
That was a good speech.
Think so? Thanks.
Hey, what's good? This is Eric Stanley right here. Love the Way You Lie by Eminem. What's up, World Star? Let's go. Yeah.
We began set two with a song from the Tragically Hip. That was from their fifth album called Trouble at the Hen House, and that was the name of the song also. Followed by Eric Stanley's cover of Eminem's Love the Way You Lie. That's from July of last year. He's with World Star Hip Hop. You can find him on their website. After that, we had Cults with the song You Know What I Mean from their album called Cults from June of this year. And then finally, we had Radiohead's Climbing Up the Walls remix from their Towering Above the Best Unauthorized Bootleg collection from 2002. Coming up, Miles Davis, Pat Metheny, John Butler Trio, Fink, and the Beach Boys. Be right back.
Let me tell you the truth. The truth is, what is? And what should be is a fantasy, a terrible, terrible lie that someone gave the people long ago. We'll be right back.
We started off set three with Miles Davis remix version of Honky Tonk. That's from the 2007 album called Evolution of the Groove. After that, we had Alex Turner with Hiding Tonight. That's from the Submarine soundtrack, one of the original songs he wrote for the soundtrack from March of this year. And then finally, we had Pat Metheny's cover of The Carpenters' Rainy Days and Mondays from May of this year from his album called What's It All About. Be right back with the grab bag.
Thursday night, thousands march over the Brooklyn Bridge in a peaceful protest, and I was there. I'll talk more about that later. Also Thursday, there were protests and arrests in Los Angeles, St. Louis, Portland, Oregon, and other cities around the country. More than 300 arrested Thursday, 252 in New York City alone. Captain Lewis, you were arrested, charged with disorderly conduct, including disrupting traffic and refusing to move on. There was an image of you being arrested in your dress blues down in front of the New York Stock Exchange that was went kind of viral, and we were all in the office sort of marveling at it. There's some footage of you being arrested. Why did you, you're a retired police captain, you served in Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you come down to Occupy Wall Street on Thursday?
Well, I didn't come down on Thursday. I actually came down on Monday. And I came down to assist the movement because to me, I've been retired for 8 years in a very secluded life. I moved up to New York, Catskill Mountains, and you can't see anybody, nobody can see me. And it was a Walden Pond type of lifestyle, which I wanted. But I also use the internet for my only source of information, not the TV, not the newspapers. And I saw this action being taken by these protesters and the conditions they were living in, and the fact that they were not doing this for themselves, they were doing this for all people who were suffering injustice. And that just, that conviction that they had for social justice just inspired me. And I couldn't do anything else but come down.
So tell your family now, what do you think? Watch it all grow down that great big scene. Watch how the storm rises to the top. Don't you wanna win? It's all gonna stop. Sometimes I wonder how we do sleep, serving the dodgy companies we keep, or kicking and scrounging for the very first place. Dictionary definition of a rat race. Pay off those losers we elect to lead, stealing from the mouths that we're meant to feed, enslaving the very clothes upon my back.
Running through the fire, running through the flame, running through the hate. come so far, feel so real. All this time.
My mom, my father, everybody has served in Iraq, Afghanistan war. I did 14 months in Iraq. My father was in Afghanistan. My mother did a year in Iraq. We fought for this country. I don't come home I'm in New York City. I am from New York City, and these cops are hurting people that I fought to protect. There's no reason for this. There's no honor in hurting unarmed civilians, and I won't let it happen. Have a good night.
Thank you. life with the heroes and villains. Cantina, margaritas keep the spirit high. There I watched her, she spun around and wound in the warmth. Her body fanned the flame of the dance. Margarita, don't you know that? My children were raised, you know they suddenly rose. They started slow, long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I've been in this town so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough, and sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the hero's end.
We began the grab bag with John Butler Trio and their song called Revolution. That's from 2010, from their album called April Uprising. After that, we had Fritz and the Tantrums with Dear Mr. President. That's also from last year, from their album called Picking Up the Pieces. Followed by Fink's Sort of Revolution, the cinematic orchestra remix from 2009, from his album called Sort of Revolution. Then we had the Gap Band with Oops Upside Your Head from their 1979 Gap Band 2. And then finally we had the Beach Boys with Heroes and Villains. That's a special new release from the Smile Sessions. Smile, as a lot of people may know, is a kind of an historically important album. It was one that was never released. It was rejected by the label when it was originally presented to them in the 60s. And many of the songs on the Smile album were released on other albums after the initial rejection. The Smile Sessions box set, though, was reconstructed from original recordings and received universal critical acclaim. That wraps it up for another edition of Eclectic City. I'm your host, Gabriel Zocchi, with Jenny Pace, saying...
Hi.
Join us... Not hi. Join us again next week for another edition. That'll be number 35, and until then, ciao.
Hey, 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 hey. Say, hey, hey, hey. Let me do that with you. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. Oh.
Good night, Gracie.